From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. North Korea says it's put a satellite into orbit, but the U.S. and South Korea believe the launch was a disguised ballistic missile test. Jason Strother in Seoul says there's concern the technology could be used for North Korea's nuclear weapons program.
Last month, North Korea proved again that it has the ability to explode a nuclear weapon, but there's still been no confirmation that it can mount nuclear material to a delivery system that could strike the U.S. So these space-bound rocket launches are seen as a way for the regime to test its long-range missile technology.
Jason Strother reporting from Seoul. Both Japan and the U.S. are requesting an emergency U.N. Security Council session to discuss the situation. On ABC News, at the final Republican debate before Tuesday's New Hampshire primary, Senator Marco Rubio was forced to defend his record as a first-term U.S. senator, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Rubio, a strong third-place finisher in Iowa, is suddenly a contender in the race. But at the debate, Governor Chris Christie repeatedly called him too inexperienced and untested. Rubio responded.
I think the experience is not just what you did, but how it worked out. Under Chris Christie's governorship of New Jersey, they've been downgraded 9 times in their credit rating. This country already has a debt problem.
Christie reacted.
That's what Washington, D.C. does. The drive-by shot at the beginning with incorrect and incomplete information, and then the memorized 25-second speech that is exactly what his advisors gave him.
Christie and Rubio, as well as former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and Ohio Governor John Kasich, are all battling for mainstream Republican and independent voters in the state. Don Gagne, NPR News, Manchester.
A day after a 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit southern Taiwan, at least 18 people are reported dead and more than 100 are still missing. Kate Lau Schaffner reports from Taiwan.
Rescue efforts have been focused in Tainan City with a population of 2 million. Several buildings in Tainan City collapsed during the earthquake, including a 17-story residential building. The high-speed rail out of nearby city Kaohsiung has been shut down, affecting Chinese New Year travel for many. Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou flew to Tainan after the earthquake and promises full government support in recovery efforts. For NPR News, I'm Kate Lau Schaffner in Kaohsiung, Taiwan.
Two young men are dead and 6 others injured after using their personal sled to go down a luge bobsled track after hours at the Canada Olympic Park in Calgary. Police say part of the way down the track, the male teenagers hit a large gate that's used to separate the luge and bobsled tracks. Police are investigating how they entered the property early Saturday. A shooting at a strip club early Saturday morning in Tampa, Florida, left 1 person dead and 7 others injured. Video on social media from clubgoers captured the shots and the ensuing chaos. This is NPR News. An apparent overflow at a nuclear power plant north of New York City has spilled radioactive water into an underground monitoring well, but nuclear regulators say the public isn't at risk. Officials at the Indian Point Energy Center in Buchanan, 40 miles north of Manhattan, reported on Friday that water contaminated by tritium leaked into the groundwater under the facility. Workers have begun slicing up the 565-foot-long crane that toppled onto a New York City street Friday, killing a man. It's being cut into as many as 35 pieces, loaded onto flatbed trucks, and removed for further study. Officials say it could be several days before crews can then repave the street and reopen it. The Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2016 includes 5 players, a coach, and a former team owner who have a combined 12 Super Bowl rings. From member station WKSU, Kabir Bhatia reports.
This year's class includes Indianapolis Colts wide receiver Marvin Harrison and his former coach Tony Dungy, who coached the team to a Super Bowl win in 2007. Quarterback Brett Favre will be enshrined for his 16 seasons with the Green Bay Packers, which included a win in Super Bowl 31, while Ken Stabler led the Oakland Raiders to a Super Bowl win in 1977. Rounding out this year's class are Kevin Green of the Los Angeles Rams and Orlando Pace of the St. Louis Rams. Former San Francisco 49ers owner Ed DiBartolo Jr. and senior selection Dick Stanfill, who played in the 1950s, will also be enshrined August 6th in Canton, Ohio. For NPR News, I'm Kabir Bhatia.
I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.